Kurt and Kate Mornings, not just on the radio.
It's a podcast, too. Sonia Ray, who is a clinic advocate. What exactly do you do, Sonia?
Okay, so as a clinic advocate, I will meet with the women that come in that are dealing with an unplanned pregnancy. And so they are, they're dealing with a lot. They have a lot going on in their lives. They have a lot of uncertainty. And so I'm just walking through really the next steps and going over options with them and let them know they are not alone. And they are completely heard and they are in a safe place.
You know, and that's really the heart of the pro-life movement, isn't it? That we love the women and we want them to know they don't have to do it alone. They say loneliness is one of the big problems in our society right now. People are dying from loneliness. So to know they don't have to do it alone, you are the face for that, and a beautiful face. Mm-hmm. So but tell us about what you found to be the biggest stumbling block for a woman when she walks in and realizes she's pregnant.
Basically, that they are alone. In most cases, they are unsupported. Yeah. They don't have the resources and sometimes don't have anyone in their corner. Instead, they have people that are giving them the option of abortion to be the best option for them.
Yeah, they talk about choice, but they really mean do it the way I think you should do. And don't. And once... I think in the abortion side, it's like you choose abortion and sure, we'll be your friend forever, but you choose a life and then, you know, that's your problem.
Yes.
And we don't think of babies as a problem, do we?
Yes. I will tell you honestly from my heart when I decided to do this because I made a decision at a point of my life of how I was going to give back. And where I was going to spend that time and work for the kingdom of God. Yeah. I wanted the Holy Spirit to work through me, and I wanted to use that passion that I had for people in a way that would make a difference. And so I thought very carefully about working in this area of pro-life, and I have to agree with you when you mentioned there's a lot of negative stigma around it, and so it was very important for me that with this ministry, we do walk through the entire pregnancy. We also support the woman and their baby. Yeah. The women and men in this ministry really care about the baby and the woman. And they are, it's not just about not having an abortion. It's let's support you and let's love you and show you love maybe that you've never even experienced before.
Yeah. And they can build up some skills here too, and knowledge here.
Yes.
So that you really prepare them, not just, oh, here's a baby carriage or here's a crib, which is no small thing.
Yes.
But you help them get a grip on what's really going on here in their whole mind and where they can go from here.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's good. You must have amazing stories. And I know we don't want any names and you wouldn't give it.
Yeah.
But share a story with us about someone you've...
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to do that. I want to talk a little bit about a woman that came into our clinic. She was a teenager. She was alone, scared, wasn't sure what to do regarding the unplanned pregnancy. She was living with her boyfriend. He told her to have an abortion or else he would kick her out.
Ugh.
She would not have another place to live. Her mother couldn't provide a safe place for her to live. And she did not have a father, know her father. She also didn't graduate high school. She also had a history of trauma and mental illness. I was able to ensure her she was in a safe place. I assured her we would do everything we could to support her and guide her. She then let out a sigh of relief and started to cry. I told her she wasn't alone anymore. I discussed options with her. I shared the gospel and I prayed with her. We were able to talk to her about her sister and her niece. She even showed me pictures of her niece, and she said we helped her sister when she was in a similar situation.
Wow.
She told me she couldn't imagine not having her sweet little niece in her life. Mm. She thanked us for being there for her like we were her sister. So this is real.
Yes.
This is real. She needed someone. She had no one.
Sonia is a clinic advocate here in Naples, and that means you work one-on-one
yes.
with the women who come in here. And you have another great story we don't want to miss. So,
I do.
So
I
share
do.
That one with us.
Okay, so I have another story. It's about a woman that was far away from home. She was only actually here on a work visa. She only had one friend here. The father of the baby told her to have an abortion because he wouldn't have anything to do with her or the baby. She came here to discuss abortion procedures. I assured her we don't perform abortions, but we can discuss options with her and take a moment to breathe mm-hmm. and very carefully navigate this situation. After talking with her about her options, she stated she would like to consider adoption.
Wonderful.
The girl thought abortion would be the only viable option for her. She wasn't very familiar with adoption and didn't know how it worked, but it was now a viable option for her. She rededicated her life to God through our salvation prayer. I prayed with her. I just shared the gospel, and I think that it really set a new path for her life.
Oh, that's wonderful. And adoption is a wonderful option that gets a bad rap sometimes. But there are some loving people who would like, just want a baby so desperately. And they, for whatever reason, can't or already have a few, but want a few more. You know, I'm one of seven. You're one of nine, I think, right? Or who was, somebody has, Nicole, one of you. Oh, no,
Laura
nope, that's
Ross.
Laura.
Laura. Ross.
Do you? Now, you feel you have the training you need to be an advocate, right, Sonia?
That's right, Kate. My fellow advocates have so many stories, and everyone is different. Every response is going to be different, but we are equipped with everything that we need.
You two are not alone in this.
And we pray every morning. We invite the Holy Spirit into the place, and there is an anointing here and on the people that volunteer here. And lives are changed and hearts are brought towards Jesus.
Thanks for listening to Curtain Gate Mornings Podcast. Please take a minute to follow, subscribe, and review us. And no matter where in the world you are, you can listen to us live from 6 to 9 a.m. weekdays on the Moody Radio app.